Rashi comments in the pasuk, "Vahaya hamachna hanisha lifleta," for Jacob Avinu when he encounters Esav. So Rashi says, "Al kochach ki elochem imo hiskin atzmo l'shlosh advarim," that if inevitably I'll have to fight with Esav, he prepared himself for three things: l'dorim, l'tfila, l'milchama, to give a gift to appease him, to avoid the war; l'tfila, for prayer; and if inevitably required, for battle, l'milchama. L'dorim v'tavra amincha alpanav, l'tfila elokei avi avram l'milchama v'hayu hamachana hanisha lifleta. Now, when there was great famine in Eretz Canaan, and Yaakov had to send even his son Binyamin to Egypt in order to get food, he sent also to the Ish Mitzri, to the viceroy, a Doron. As the pasuk says, "Chu mizimus ha'ovitz b'chleichem v'hovidu le'ish mincha," go give him a present of the food of the land, so you're not coming empty-handed to him. And afterwards, it says, Yaakov prayed about his sons, as the pasuk says there, "V'kel sharka yitain lachem rachamim lefnei ha'ish." And Rashi says there, "Miyata einchem chaserim klum el tefila hari mispala lechem." So Yaakov concludes with a prayer. So it's interesting that Yaakov, in these two circumstances, he did everything that he could that was in his control. In the second case, and it concludes with prayer. But why is it in our parshin Vayishlach, tefillah comes not at the end, but in the middle? First, he sent a Doron to Esav, and then before the battle, he prays, not after. As opposed to in Tfilas, in the circumstance that we read about with Yaakov and and his son, unbeknownst to him, Yosef, the viceroy, in Parshas Miketz, the tefillah comes only at the end. So I'd like to suggest, based on the Gemara in Brochus and Daf Gimel, it says there in the Gemara by Milchemes David, it says, "Lechu pishtu yudechem begdud, miyad yotzim b'achitofel, v'im namlochim b'sanhedrin." So as soon as David says to prepare for battle, first he takes advice from Achitofel, and then from the Sanhedrin. And Rashi comments there in Baruchus, "Nimlochim b'Sanhedrin, not lamehem reshus kedei shispal lalehem," that they go to get permission from to go to do battle, and also that they should pray for us in the battle. So we see that as relates to Milchoma, there's a special halacha that the Sanhedrin should pray that they should be successful in battle. And it would seem that the source for that is by Moshe Rabbeinu in the time of the Milchama against Amalek. The Torah tells us that Moshe would raise his hands, and when his hands were uplifted, Klai Yisrael would be successful. And if he would lower them, they would be set back in battle. And as the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, "V'chi yodav shel Moshe osos milchama v'shofros milchama," but the difference is that when Moshe's hands were uplifted, the people prayed. It motivated them to pray. And when he lowered them, they were not successful because it diminished the prayer. And Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, had a din of Sanhedrin. Moshe b'mokum ayin aleph koi. So it would seem that before battle, there's a special halacha of being mispalel, of davening. beyond the general universal mitzvah of tefillah, there's a special halacha of tefillah b'shas melchama. And we see that also in the parsha in Baal Oscha, that the Torah says, Ki savo milchama ba'atzachem, ba'atzor atzor eschem, ba'ave osim b'chatzotzos. That if bad of war comes within your province, ba'avosim, you blow the chatzotzos, but the chatzotzos are because they're a form of prayer, an inarticulate prayer, not with words, like the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, because there's a special halacha of tefillah as relates to milchama. And therefore, in a time of crisis and milchama that Klai Yisrael finds itself in now, there's a special halacha of tefillah, of bakosha, of beseeching Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the tefillahs that we have are of a special significance. And if we urge everybody each day to say extra kapitlach tilin, to say within the Shemona Esrei that our armies should be successful and we shouldn't lose soldiers, and pray also that our captives should be let go and be able to come back home. Kein yehi ratzon.